Yes, they absolutely have. You know, I lay this squarely at the commissioner's feet. You know, we have a commissioner that's been in his elected seat for 20 plus years. And now we're talking about a plan immediately before a re-election year for the commissioners. You know, they've got a little ways to go, but they're preparing for a re-election. And now we have a long-term plan to drop a lot of money on our buildings that hasn't been done in the last 20, 25 years. You know, this $3 million a year comes in just under what the yearly windfall is from our income tax increase. So it's really a lottery win for the commissioners. What we don't see is the county council also having a large part of this plan. This is the commissioner's study. Mm-hmm. What I haven't heard in the last 3 months is our department head's response to it. I've heard the campaign responses from our opponents, and mine in particular, and it's not very reassuring. It's not very reassuring at all. So this $3 million a year coming directly out of the taxpayers' income is a lottery win. And although it is needed, there are, again, back to more fiscally responsible ways to have this money coming in. You know, what are we doing or what are we not doing that we could be doing better? I don't have all the answers. I'm not sitting in that seat now, but I do plan on learning very quickly. And as I run and as I've talked to the folks in the community, one of my main points of discussion is a repeal of the 40% tax increase. I want to say it's not a popular idea.
The increase or repealing it?
Repealing it. It's been a very popular idea. Mm-hmm. It's well worth the discussion. I would say 90% of the folks I've talked to, knocking on doors, being stopped in the street, colleagues where I work, asking about the possibility and what are the ramifications. And long term, I think it's a good idea. It blows this plan of the commissioners out of the water, unfortunately. But I do believe there are other ways that we can improve our county structures, our infrastructure as a whole, and not levy these large additional tax increases on the taxpayers. You know, our money in the county is best served in the pocket of the taxpayer. It comes back to us in a much more effective way if we're allowed as taxpayers to spend our own money than being told how to spend our money. You know, my tax bill came in the mail and my assessed value didn't go up, but my tax burden did. So mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a 2.23 increase this year for what, other than a list of wants that there's been no real justification behind. You know, so, you know, funding that plan, it's going to take a lot of work to look at it, especially if when elected, if we can get that tax repealed. Like I said, I wish I could say it's not a popular idea, but it is. And it's not hard. It's not a stretch to imagine that could come back to the pockets of the taxpayer and still find an effective way to get that, get our needs funded in the next, well, long term, like the commissioners are wanting over the next several years, $3 million a year. But again, I lay that back at the commissioner's feet over the last 20 plus years. Where has the planning been? There's a lot of pointing this way and that way of, well, we couldn't do it because of this or that, or, you know, this department needs this and that department needs something else, and it just took precedence over our general maintenance. Now we're faced with selling lucrative properties or trying to strike deals with developers for lucrative properties to offset the costs and how do we improve our jail space, and you know, what about the roads? There's a lot of problems, and it's been neglect over the last 20 plus years. This county council hasn't helped. There's been nothing come out in the last 3 years that have really tried to address these issues. And again, that's one of the reasons why I'm running.